for legs. He approached with a toothy grin, revealing a wad of chew that bled a brown trail of juice down his chin strap. The two men were the exact opposites. Fern cared nothing for hygiene and seemed to thrive in the disgusting jungle. The thicker the muck, the more he enjoyed himself. "Lieutenant," Fern said, squinting with a hand shielding his eyes. "The village should be just beyond that ridgeline," Brett said, pointing toward an embankment across the field. "Tell everyone not holding security to pair up and take their dose of VX-99 and make sure they actually do it."
"Roger that, sir,"
Fern replied. He spat a chunk of tobacco into the stale water, and Brett watched it vanish into the mouth of some small fish. His stomach churned at the sight. Brett followed Fern out of the water and onto solid ground. They stepped over rotting vegetation and slapped away sharp branches. When they got to the edge of the clearing, Brett dropped to his right knee and reached for his bag. He removed the small syringe of VX-99 and eyed it suspiciously. There was nothing he hated more than needles except the jungle and everything inside of it. If sticking the needle in his arm meant he would get out of here quicker, well then fuck it. He bit off the plastic tip and spat it out, found a bulging vein in his wrist and jammed the point into his arm. Slowly, he pushed the mysterious cocktail into his bloodstream. A sharp pain instantly raced down his arm. Brett tossed the syringe into the brush and placed a finger over the spot. The other men were taking turns, one man on guard with weapon at the ready, the other with his weapon cradled while jabbing the chemicals into a vein. Brett waited there, listening to the hum of oversized insects and the chirp of exotic birds for several seconds, wondering if the platoon would notice any side effects. After a minute, the tingling sensation in his veins passed. He stood, shouldering his rifle and leveling the muzzle over the field. So far, there was no sign of the enemy, but that didn't mean they weren't out there. Charlie was always out there, waiting to strike like the drugs in his veins. "Move out," Brett said. Fern nodded and flashed a blur of hand movements to the men on their right. The Marines fanned out over the field at a brisk pace, their boots slurping through the mud. Before they'd made it halfway, Brett felt a burning. At first he wondered if the wind had carried Agent Orange into the area, but this burning wasn't the type associated with the chemical. It wasn't coming from the outside of his skin, it was coming from the inside of his chest, like he'd swallowed an entire bottle of Vietnamese hot sauce. Small jolts of pain raced through his body with every heartbeat. The agonizing burn spread to his head and lingered there. He blinked, tears welling in his eyes. He felt like he was being burned alive, only from within. Out of the corner of his eye, he watched a PFC named Junko collapse to both knees, clawing madly at his skull. Then came the screaming. Wails of pain broke out as other Marines fell. "What the fuck is happening to us?" The pain was so intense, Brett could hardly think. Shimmering arcs of bright light broke across his vision. The oranges, reds, and yellows swam before his eyes. The jungle faded behind the colors. Dropping his rifle on the ground, he cupped his hands over his ears to drown out the crazed, pained shrieks. Whatever was happening to the platoon wasn't from some chemical lingering over the field. Brett could hardly form a cohesive thought, but he knew the pain was a result of the VX-99. A sudden surge of fire blasted through Brett's body. It was followed by a sharp, tingling sensation, like hundreds of bees were stinging him all at once. He fell to his back, itching the bare parts of his skin violently. There was no relief, only more pain. His mind responded by taking him away from the jungle to a place where there were no massive bugs, rotting vegetation, or men trying to kill him. A brick house with a stone path leading up to it emerged. At the front door, an attractive woman held a glass of ice water. She smiled. "Come in, honey. Dinner is almost ready." Brett felt the distant pain diminish as he slipped deeper into this fantasy. He knew that the house and the woman weren't real, but he didn't care. He wanted to escape the godforsaken jungle. He needed to escape. When he got to the door, the woman was gone. The door was closed. He tried the knob. It was locked. Then the house was gone, too. The bright colors returned. He could feel his body again. Fear replaced the pain. When his eyes popped open, he saw the cloudless sky and the brilliant white sun above. Where was he?